Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out. Right, this is a serious announcement. This is something that I never thought would be in a position of like this.
The podcast is over. We're cutting it off. That's it. We're done. No more. He can't get the editing right. He's lost episode.
I've let you down. I've let Martin down.
You've let your mum down.
I've let mum down.
My mum.
I've let your mum down. I've let our valued listeners down.
Normally, when you let me down, there's a cake involved. Where's my cake?
Damn. Yeah, I owe you a cake. Yeah. So
it feels like we're in different rooms.
I've made a huge error. So we had a lovely guest on this week.
We don't know it's going out. So we had a guest on. So in a minute.
And just like that, that's how it works, isn't it? So like,
yeah, the vicar.
It's just as recording 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds.
It might be seconds. I'll pop together.
You're gonna see these two together like seamlessly.
We'll see.
Oh God, we could be missing.
Do I tell him in the break you've been playing your own Jimmy Brown?
I'm sick of these kind of jokes. I'm a bit of a balloon.
I didn't know this had so many
favourites. I'm confident StreamYard will do me a favour and I've recorded this. If not, this is the start.
I'm going to say you've just missed some golden material.
That was the best bit, but we've always said we talk the best bit, the funny bit.
Yeah. So basically, I'll be honest, that was.
Yeah, it's because you're not that you're pandering to camera or pandering thing about
the best 29 minutes of your life.
I mean, I can't talk about any of it.
No,
not whatsoever.
That's the problem. You can't talk about it.
This may have to go out 2 episodes.
Nah, are they bubbles or has he got some scum in my glass?
I'll be honest, mate. I wouldn't even have looked at that. I would have just drank it.
So what's that?
That's IKEA for you.
Lasers maybe you did blasphemy wide and
maybe don't let it breathe for long enough.
Maybe it's
happening.
Maybe my £8.59 wine is black market stuff. You know, normally it's £9.99.
I mean the shop we just bought it from. That's a 2.
Can I get up and like go empty it and sink a bit?
Yeah, of course
you can. I mean I do want to do
it. I mean I'm happy to pause this again and lose this gold again.
You guys talk about it.
This is getting an award, but I can't wait to go to the podcast with Leon and Lem and talk about the fucking wine conversation. Wow. Can I just say?
What's that you doing? Is that
while he's doing that, I want to explain. I just completely off topic.
Explain.
This happened today.
Well,
I want to know that. Yeah, I want to know that everyone's in the same boat as me because I'm not a stressy kind of person. I mean, you probably agree that's probably too late.
I think it's your wine.
I'm a wine.
So that's clean. Pour into that one, see what happens.
Just like that.
Like, did it.
I cannot. That was a month. You might as well have just gone. Right. I'll try it again. So today.
Is that good? Right,
no, not in it. Just a bit of green taste lying around in the top.
That's like.
Just, why don't you drink it? Take it off the top of it.
And then we will have exchanged. In fact, we will exchange body fluids. You'll have just drank my lime scale.
It's the equivalent of taking your DVD player back to Curry's and blowing it. It's not working, is it?
I'll be honest, I don't think at any point has anyone had to drink out of a DVD player that someone else has blown into.
I don't know what it is. The glass of the clinks I drank out of them.
I mean, to be honest, it's now had your mouth on it and a Cushel toilet tissue or whatever it was.
Well, that's not a problem. I thought I could fish it out, but I didn't fish it out.
Yeah, but just pour it in. Pour it in the sink and wash it down.
Right, it's drinkable.
I don't want to drink that anyway.
I'll drink it.
It's come on this top shelf.
Hey, yeah.
I just want to get this off my chest because I would stop there.
Get it off.
And I do it every time. So I've got a company card now and I've never had one. And I've never really had decent cards.
Oh, God,
Mr. Paddy. So that gang you're up tapping, isn't it? But I have to keep it clean. We've got to do like a picture of it and send it through at the end of the month. It's just part
really?
Of it. Yeah. To basically to make sure that no one's taking dog it. So when I got it washed at then, you know, like roadside £10 car wash it.
£10?
Now I've never really felt much pressure. It's just how I am. I just kind of think let's get on with it. The most pressure situation where I'm so scared of fucking it up. Is that bit where they wash your wheels and then they stand back and they go, and you've got to wait your car forward about 5 centimetres, and then they go stop, and I'm there, and I go too fast, and in my head it takes fucking minutes, and like I'm like, I turn my radio down, I panic the shit out of it, and then he'll just go stop, and then he'll do it. I'll just think, got through that again.
This is the. It's exactly the same as when you go into like a proper car wash, doing it. It's green, red.
Yeah,
stop.
I can't do them. I can't. Not a chance.
Have you ever done the like when they squirt in your window?
No.
I'm so sorry.
We're back to dogging again.
I'm so
when,
sorry.
You know when they put something in your window and you'll just like stick fingers up. Have you never done that?
Up.
Yeah. So it's all soapy on the window. So you'll do that for as long as you possibly can until it clears. And then you're like, did you see me do that?
With the
couch bit. Have you never done the thing in a lift?
Lift roulette.
Yeah. Like that.
Lift roulette. I went to Greg's over there.
You've got lips now.
No. How big is Greg? Was it Jordan one? You mean so? The Messiah one? Over three floors, Greg's.
Mouth
is everywhere.
I pulled up and I said,
"Do you want a lift?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Your uniform looks good." No. I went to Greg's over there and I was buying something. This guy was like, "Do you remember me?" I was like, "I'm really sorry, mate." No, he was like, "Oh." We was in Woody's, obviously, pub. Yeah. It's not a Tesco Express.
R.I.P.
But went, you were steaming in Woody's on spot. And he was like, you were telling me about lift roulette. Me and my dad play it all the time. So he must have been in pub with his dad now. I'd be like, when you go on holiday with your kid, just stand there and go like that with lifts coming down. And, yeah.
I do it with my kids. I love it.
I pull a face now.
It's something I should not do with my children, but.
Have you ever done a disabled toilet and got caught and then had to like drag your leg and stuff?
Like doing it?
No. What if you drag your legs out? I went into one in Matalan and then I walked out and there's a bloke in a wheelchair. I thought, oh no. And I just like dragged my leg.
obviously
that I didn't have a disability, but I'm there like, I'll just pull this off until it. Oh, why did I say that? But I.
I think I've walked out of it and I've not dragged my leg, but I've definitely apologised.
Oh, I dragged my leg. I didn't know what to do, though. I panicked. I was like, and I was like, yeah.
Did you say I was just about to shit myself? Really sorry.
Well, I mean, I think that's acceptable.
Yeah. I think it's all right. Right.
I've always got like multi-gym facilities in this. I'm sorry.
It's that
parallel sense. Bars. I'm a shit and I've got parallel bars.
Right. Dad joke central. Let's do this. Are we dad joking off?
Yeah, sure.
So, could we get down to a top three? So, if we all do one each, we'll pick between us, we'll be honest and pick which the winner is, and then go for round two and then round three. So, we'll have three dad jokes to go to the final.
Okay. Because I have no faith in you, I haven't listened to your past podcasts where you lost one. Do you want to explain what this is about, just in case you have lost it?
So, in case we've lost the first 29 minutes, the golden 29 minutes, the possible award-winning 29
I've
minutes.
That. I said this, we have said it, you shit.
We'll just cut this down.
Live, you say.
Modern technology.
What? Live.
So we could do... So we're going to do a dad joke off.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the winning three. The winning three dad jokes could be three from one of us, one from each of us, two. However that works. I don't know the maths. And then we're going to put it out on social media. We'll put it out on Instagram. We'll put it in our dad tales. We'll just put it on Instagram. We've got
as a people just saying, Chris, if you sound like an owl. Imagine not knowing that. Imagine it.
Just
in
they all said this
sound like an owl.
Best joke ever.
Right, so let's do this. Do you want to go first?
I can go first, yeah.
So we've got a top three. So go on, no, right, top okay. three. No.
So I ate my cat's medicine the day. Do you ask me out?
It's good,
but this is what I keep saying. You've got to use it common parlance, because unless you're like a professionally trained stand-up to the right of me, stand-up comedy, this is my problem with dad jokes. I'm visual. I'm all about
visual.
I need a prop or something that gets me going. So I can't tell a joke, so. Well, then.
Right, so I go next. Of all the inventions of the last 100 years, the dry eraser board has to be the most remarkable.
God. Yeah,
you're not having it.
No, I'm not having
you're
it.
Not
it.
Having
no, no, it's good, man.
That's right. I'm all right. We can be friendly about this.
You can be.
But like, now for Ramble.
I told Gemma, my wife, says that. I've got a job at Bowling Alley. She's not temping. Says, though it's permanent.
You can't, I think
I'm like. I'm happy to go with that one. I'm happy to go with temping.
Well, is it one of the three?
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Just
making you guess feel good. Yeah.
Is this
a
two-part?
You
don't tell me
you're
over
Twitter. All over Twitter. Do I have that number in back?
Yeah.
I hope that 29 minutes was good, because mentally shit.
YouTube comments got off the scale.
Really?
Do you want to go first on this round? Just so we know.
That was not fucking you through.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My friend, known him all my life, and he's moved over to Seoul to get a new job. So it's a good career move.
Liam don't even get it.
I do get it.
I don't think it's good. Is that we are all in the same room, but because the cameras, there's three of us, you can kind of go... There's a delay.
Yeah. I got it.
So I'll go second, shall I? What? Oh, I don't know if this is a dad joke or not. What does a baby computer call his father?
Data.
I don't know if that is a dad joke.
You see, though, you've responded to that in the exact same way that we've just discussed in that first golden 29 minutes, yeah. Is that the disappointment in the joke.
I think that's what is a dad joke. Because there'll be one out of 12 that are... Sorry, that's shit maths, isn't it? Nine. Where's your three? Come on. There'll be one out of 12 that someone will go, that's genius, I want to use that.
There will be somebody. And I know full well that out of our...
I mean, they've got to wear, like, padded mittens and stuff. they'll use it.
That's where we stream this.
Oh, well, I thought so. Well, kind of like a one flew over the cuckoo's
nest. Into areas of padded streamers. Do you go on?
It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the pub. Yeah, it's a 45-minute walk from the pub to my house. The difference is staggering.
Oh, God. That was a shit round, wasn't it?
That was a good joke.
Yeah, I think
that's
a good one. That's a good joke.
I think you might have. That's a good joke.
I think it's how you tell
it. I completely agree. I cannot tell jokes.
I'm happy to take that.
This is why you've got to use them when you're in. Someone will say something and in your head you'll go,
it's bang. It's difficult to recreate that in this, in this environment.
You can't, like, just go, for example. I've got a pair of ladders, and I'll go, this is my step ladder. I didn't have a real ladder.
Yeah.
So, that's a good one.
I've got that on my didn't make my top three.
Yeah.
That's a joke I have.
What does absolute bottom three mean?
That's that's alongside that Frenchman called Philippe Flop.
My dad invented the, well, he tried to, but he only invented one, and it was a flop.
Keep it going. We'll just keep this going.
I'm done.
Yeah, because I'm looking to go up on the last country.
I went to Portugal on a lads holiday.
And I saw Michael Jackson glass somebody, and it was the most surreal thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, when you've had a full day on it, and then you see Michael Jackson glass somebody accidentally, but it was really weird.
Like the real Michael
Jackson. I'm saying, going.
But I was in the same boat because we'd had a skinful, and we found this. So imagine this kitchen, right? Because it's got massive kitchens, it's loaded. And the people could back it up, and there was like me, like three or four other people, and we just stood in this bar because it had the music. We could ask for the music at the bar. It just had enough of people. You know, you want to just chill out with your mates. Anyway, this guy dressed as Michael Jackson, and really, he looked the spit in the middle of like, what's the popular Albert for the So it was in the old town. So he's come in. And he's come up next to me, mate, and he's got the sparkly shoes on, and he's gone on tiptoes, and the sparkly socks have come out, sorry, not the shoes. And he's like, he's got a mask on. And so that is an anti-masker COVID nut job, who's just come over and just planted Michael Jackson on the hose about four times, battered him, while we're all like, well, leave Michael on.
Our Mike.
He's thrown him out, and it's all been a bit like, Mike's just been bashed. By some COVID nut, right? In Albert Ferreira, old town, while we're like 14 hours in. And it was a bit weird. Anyway, Michael Jackson comes back about 10 minutes later while this guy's outside. And he goes to throw his drink at him, but he only shot him in a glass. Right? So, thankfully, no massive damage. It cut him a bit. So then Michael Jackson's running away from all these police. But you know when you're really drunk? It was like, I woke up to a text message saying, isn't there, did Michael Jackson glass someone and run away from police? It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, good night, sir.
Yeah, where it's just like the most random thing. But it's really funny because you'll go back home and like, I'm not saying like jealous or whatever, but like, obviously, go home to your wife and sort of, oh, what was I? Well, and not paranoia, because I'm quite in touch with quite a lot and stuff, but there's that kind of thing of, what was it like? Like, you know, what did you see? Was it full of scandalous girls or lads on? You know, it's like, well, I signed a bar where there was 12 people and Michael Jackson glass up. What? Exactly.
I remember going to bed and seeing like a Star Wars show.
Oh, no.
No. Should we go on to round three?
Exactly. Would you there?
No, I know what he's talking about. And exactly what he's talking about.
Did
he have a segue as well?
Lightsabers disappeared.
What's that little round white one that's in the new Star Wars? I've never seen Star Wars, by the way.
BB-8.
Did BB-8 come flying out of the stage?
I have no idea.
BB-8's
the next disease that's going to happen.
Is that what it is?
It's going to cause us in another lockdown.
Don't you think, though, like, lasses have this weird perception of a lad's holiday where, like, whoa, what's it been like? And you're like, well, we got up, we went for breakfast, we started drinking at breakfast, and we all stayed together in about four pubs over about 14 hours and went up.
And we sang karaoke twice.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean, look?
Every time I go, like,
give me a look here, I'm like, yeah.
I've talked to, especially friends, girlfriends, or wives, when a lot younger than them, but they're talking, it's like, oh, what was it like? What was he like? What was he up to? What did you do? And you're like, I think you've been watching, like, The Only Way is Essex too much, or something, like, we just moved tables together.
We just get a point like that.
We moved, and we pick a fault out of each and every individual and literally just talk about it for about 12 hours.
We nearly got beat up in Q at KFC.
That's my fault, wasn't it?
I think it was
me. I was like, look at me back.
Yeah, you take it outside the group and it's suddenly offensive.
There was, I don't know if we've talked about this, there was us two in the queue in KFC.
Stealing.
And there was, we was well in day two. I think everybody had gone.
Where was it?
It was in Benidorm. What day did we get tattooed?
Day one. Day one. Oh, just on the arms?
Yeah.
Did you get each of us names, Dawson?
We got each of us initials.
I remember that. That was a while ago, that.
It was. Called a stag, though.
So, at day two, we'd managed to outlast everybody. And then we went for some chicken. What do you need when you're drunk in Benidorm? You eat fried chicken. I was in the queue, and there was a guy in front of us that had his shirt off. It was absolutely ripped. It was all about jealousy.
I'll be honest.
And it was like,
if you're going to take the piss out of anyone, take the piss out of someone you feel inferior to.
You bet.
That's not the rules. Smaller and weaker.
All right.
This guy.
All right, yeah. Only if you can get away with it. Yeah.
We thought we was the funniest people in the world. And going, oh, look at this. If I had muscles, I wouldn't wear this shirt. If I had muscles, I'd wear like black Adidas shorts. And he literally just turned around and went, I'm going to knock the fuck out of you.
If you were saying, trying to go like, come on, we were like, no, because part of me thinking, he could take both of us here right now.
It's a very rare thing that you'll find somebody like that who's got that sense of humour.
He didn't want it.
I'd like to think I've got a sense of humour because I look like, if naked, I think I look like a tortoise without his shell. You know, like, I've got nothing to offer. So I'm gonna give you a bit of lanky humour because I've got nothing else to offer you. And I think it's very rare you will find. It
didn't help they had one of those man bags, and I went,
let's go.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was
that?
Sounds like a fucking pioneer. What were
they? But the thing.
It did have firmly that, but it ripped it out.
He didn't take
it.
He didn't take a point. We did apologise and we said, look, this is just those big dickheads. We've had a bit too. The guys behind us thought we were fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they were laughing at us. Hey, you know, keep going.
Paying for our chicken. We're gone. Right, anyway, let's go around.
Sorry.
Right, so before I do my third round dad joke, I need to put out a public service announcement. I'm going to step straight into the camera and I'm going to say, look, anybody that has stolen my Microsoft Office, I will find you. You've got my word.
And is that something we run through my kitchen?
I'm used to standing in a room and telling funny stuff. What I think is funny stuff and people not laughing. So do your worst. Go on.
I used to work for a company who made bicycle wheels. I used to be a spokesperson.
That's good again.
Do you know what they're doing? Do you know why I laugh? It's really weird where your mind goes, isn't it, when someone says something? It's a spokesperson. And then I remembered those reflectors you used to get in corporate. And I thought they were funny.
Not me.
No. Yeah. Go on, Maslow. What's your last one?
Last one.
This is following the title. So I've never really been a good cook. And then my wife said, oh, well, why don't you start introducing herbs to your cooking? So I did. And now I'm Bars Decided.
Bars Decided.
I knew I should have gone for that. I bought a lighthouse. Bit flashy.
I was going to go for what's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest One.
Oh, run, Forrest.
Oh, no.
See, that lighthouse one was good. That's a dad joke.
I bought Beatles book. 2 hours of my life, I'll never get back. What was that noise? I mean, is that going to come across? That sounds that was Leon's expensive special fridge.
I used to run a dating service for chickens, but I used to make ends meet.
Oh, no.
Hey, lads, when you break that one down, break that joke down into what it actually is. It's actually a really good joke.
The wife said to me, have you seen the dog's bow? I said, no. Is it any good, like?
You got more than one, haven't you?
If prisoners could only take their own mugshots, they'd be called selfies.
Have you seen the dog's bow? That's Yorkshire, the dog's bow. The dog's bow.
Are they?
Singular.
No, it's there. Isn't it?
You don't need to explain it.
The dog's bow.
No, I'm saying to him, he said, is he any good? And I said that would be, is they any good? I'm breaking it down.
Have you seen the dog's bow?
Not. I'm half a bottle deep, mate. You fucking done.
That was a good one.
Hey, lads. Big game. Big game this week and a long week's very far.
Oh no.
Long Leek Safari Park. There's got to be a better safari park, more commonly known. Good Knowsley.
Go.
Let's try it again. We'll cut that bit out.
No, I'm appealing to your fucking Storm Cairn customers who haven't got fuck all left.
customers.
Customers.
So we need. Let's just. Are you going for a wait?
Keep going.
You go for a wait. We'll just wrap this up.
Are we? Have you got headphones?
Can we pause?
Have you got headphones in?
We're not pausing. He's got to go for a wait. We need a top three. We've gone for yours in round one, which was reminders of what that one was. I'm going to have to write this down.
Tell my wife about my job at the bowling.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good.
We're going to go with that one as round one. Let me just write this down. Tenpin, what did he have second place? He had round two, didn't he?
He had round two, didn't he? We've got one each, I think, here.
I'm pinching mine for round three. I'm going for the Microsoft Word one.
So, just off topic, when you obviously doing your stand, do you feel the pressure? Do you like when I did the banter? Do you feel like you're a different person to you are? It's almost like a character. Do you go into a character? I was like, when I was singing, I was a character because I just didn't want to be, but I hate it.
Yeah.
So I had to.
I get so nervous, like massively. Right. What did you have for round two?
Singing it.
What did you have for round two?
Round two what?
So,
what did you have?
Oh, mine was it's a 5 minute walk from my house to.
Staggering.
The difference is staggering.
Have you ever done it?
We've got our top three
music bit.
The old band.
Like trying, you know, when you're a kid, you do a bit of band.
I used to play guitar, but we never created.
Did you do a band? Did you do a practice? Did you have it?
Because you did everything you did.
I played guitar.
Did you ride a horse?
Yeah.
So did you do judo?
Yeah.
Did you karate?
Taekwondo.
Did you archery?
Yeah.
Swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this off your own back or his parents led?
His mum did not want him in the house. She got rid of him.
Cheech, I'll get for a bad shoe because she's going to have more money driving taxis. She's going to have more money driving taxis to send me to a club.
I took you away, didn't you?
So when you said I play guitar, I didn't know band. What you meant was you went to some regimented lesson where you were stood in the corner with some guy who may or may not be on the register.
Yeah.
Who's that? I can't say. I'm just saying he might be on the register. That's a bad word for it. Register is a bad word for it.
I'm pretty certain that you said that there was a guy that used to take me fishing.
Yeah. So he's driving me van, used to take me fishing all the time. And he took me golf and fishing. Have you got any maggots? It's just the one. You need to warm up with your mouth, all right.
Yeah.
I did that. What did you tell me?
Used to warm your maggots up.
Warming up your wiggles bar.
With the same guy that took him fishing.
No, just his maggots. Best time of life. So when you did a guitar, was it like structured lessons and
did it at school?
Did you do it? Guitar band?
No.
You did a band thing.
I play guitar as band, but I only played
guitar. Well,
you know, like the kind of lads getting together and then you think you're a band and you think you're but like what I'm trying to say was like when he does a stand up, like is he comfortable just being himself? Because I hated it. For doing what I did, I hated like being like the center of I put like a hat on her. I was like, oh, I'm not me. If I just put a hat on,
yeah, but I did.
Slashing Guns N' Roses.
Honestly,
let me have told them. I've got to show you the picture. It's horrific. Like they were kind of famous, popular. They were woman, and they like the flaps over your ears, and you could tie them, and you had like a thing coming at the top. Do you remember them? They were everywhere for about 2 years.
I had one.
Yeah.
Probably went.
Like Jolly or Wally,
Wally. But like the thing was, like I could be doing a gig with like the band in a fucking tent in the middle of July, and I've come up with this fucking album because I just had to have this thing where I wasn't. Do you know what I mean? I knew you were. But anyway, and then I quit because I got relegated to playing Triangle.
You got relegated.
So it turns out not only did we lose the start of this podcast, but as we've gone through, it turns out we lost the end as well. So the technology we was using died, and that meant we lost our mic. Whoa! I mean, let's be fair, you've already had the good stuff anyway, and this just proves how professional we are. We'll see you all at the major podcast awards, which I'm sure we're going to be invited to on the back of this. Hope you enjoy it. We'll try and be better next week. Promise. Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it.
follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.